Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under.
Okay, let's talk about like, you know, your love life. If pwede naming makikwento konti, makiintriga. Like, how did you guys meet? What's your version of you meeting? Like, you know, paano kayo nag-end up together?
I have to backtrack a bit. So we met at work. I used to work in hospitality, and we started off as friends there. And I knew him already through mutuals. So we would often hang out outside of work, but I honestly didn't think any of it more than just friends at that time. But the more we spend time with each other, like he would take me out to study at uni together, we would eat out, he would invite me to like a couple of gatherings as well. I guess that's when it started to develop into something more affectionate. So he took me out on an official date, and that's when he asked me to be his girlfriend. And we went to the Crown Conservatory, if you guys didn't. It was a very memorable experience, and I can't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that first date?
Yeah, go for it.
Your first date, have you thought of like, eto, meron akong non-negotiables agad dito? Do you have a list? And like, you have a checklist. This is the first time, formal, right?
Yeah. So I guess I came into the relationship not expecting a whole lot, but I was still seeing the best in him as much as possible. And so I guess my first non-negotiable would be definitely honesty, because I find it very easy to, run away from, our responsibilities a lot and our hard feelings as well. And it's important for us to be able to communicate that with each other, just so we're always on the same page every single time. Because if we don't do that, then, we're basically, there's no point in us being in a relationship at all, if you know what I mean.
I think yung honesty, if I can just follow up the question with honesty, I think it equates to trust in a way. Do you give chances? Like, for example, meron ba like in the relationship, okay, it was broken, honesty and all that. Pwede ba may second, third chance? Or it's just like, once like you're done, goodbye, no more?
Oh, of course. There's just times where there's a little bit of miscommunication or maybe one of us just wanted to do something, but we didn't really feel like telling the other person. So we always give each other a chance to be able to express their feelings. Like, hey, you hid this from me. Would you be able to explain this a little bit further? Did you feel insecure? Did that make you feel like a certain way that made you want to, lie to me or something? Mm-hmm. And it's just sparking up that kind of conversation. Giving more room of honesty and putting our feelings on the table so that, there's no, no discriminatory on each other's emotions as well. And, basically validating it as much as possible and acknowledging, this is my experience, this is your experience. Let's see how we can come to terms with this and therefore, compromise and admit where we went wrong. So, yeah.
Perfect. So what's number two on your list?
100% quality time.
100%? That's your love language.
Yes, it is. I don't think there's a day where I feel like I just want to be alone all the time. I want to be able, even if we're just at home in lockdown, I want to be able to just speak to him about his day for like 5 to 10 minutes. And I guess that's already quality time for me. Just for the sake of consistency as well in the relationship, because if you go on dates without chatting to each other, there's some sort of like uncertainty and a little bit of anxiety that goes on in that gray area that you're in. So I really value that quality time a lot with my boyfriend.
Okay. How about...
Does it frustrate... Sorry, I don't know if that's the word, no? Paano ba pag walang time, like, given, or you can't really, like, meet with your schedule?
how do you work that out? Like, you know, obviously you're upset and mm-hmm. all that, diba? Pero yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So we definitely do get very frustrated. We'll get to the mm-hmm. point that we would end up starting to have arguments. But I guess this is a time where, you know, if we start having lots of heated arguments, we would have time apart from each other for a bit. Let each other cool down, and then we come back together and just talk about, like, you know, why we're feeling upset. And I guess 9 out of 10 times we realize, like, it's just because we haven't been spending a whole lot of time with each other. We're always, like, too focused on our own work because we're really busy. He'll actually go into it because he's got a size business as well. So it's very, it's very much a compromising game almost, like understanding, you know, he has family to take care of, my family, let's spare a couple minutes of our time in a day, just being able to talk about our emotions, you know, what we want to do moving forward, our future, and all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. What else do you have on your list?
So my third one is acts of service. And this is something I didn't know that I needed before the relationship. One great example that I can give you was I only had a laptop for uni, and in architecture you really need a very well built PC setup. Just be able to handle like all the design stuff that you do in architecture. So I told him what I needed, but he didn't hesitate to help me build my PC. He even contributed part PC because he was just that supportive towards me. And like for me, it really meant a lot to me. Just for him to take that initiative. It's not so much of the PC itself, but it's more like the idea that he's willing to put himself forward, put time for me in order to make this PC, because it's pretty expensive as well, and it takes a while for him to be able to assemble. So, you know, that experience alone really meant a lot to me, and ever since then he's been consistent with like other stuff that he does, like, you know, bringing me food.
Nice.
Picking me up, taking me to the vaccination center as well, taking care of me for the whole entire day. So, just simple acts like that. It really speaks louder than words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the little things that count, right?
Ito naman, side naman ni Jerry ating papakinggan. That's calling Jerry.
Jerry,
right now.
Good morning.
Hi. Nanong natin si Shishan. We asked her about, you know, your love story. How'd you guys like meet? Yung background niyan. We want to ask your version. Is it true? Ano bang version mo? Is it different? Sometimes, yeah. Oh, go, Jerry.
Yeah, so my version of how we met, I guess, I don't know what Shan said, but you know, my version is very much, we sort of met at work. We just sort of met through mutual friends. I'd sort of known her beforehand anyway. Just through mutual friends. And at that time, I was sort of, I'd just ask her out here and there to, you know, study at uni and just go out to eat and stuff with myself. And at that time, I really wasn't expecting anything of it. I just wanted to invite her out just to, you know, hang out with her, get to know her a little bit better, like outside work rather than just hang out like in work. And then as it went through and as we spent more time together, the feeling started to develop a little bit. We went on an official date about a month and a half, just hanging out together. And yeah, that's when I asked her to, just be my girlfriend. So that's pretty much it from my side.
Love the details. Huh?
Yeah.
Mas detalyado to.
Mas detalyado. And actually, pareho sila ng version.
Yes.
Nag-match. They know. Alam nila yung nangyari. But so you're together with Shan for 2 years and 8 months already, correct?
Yeah. It's been 2 years, 8 months. It feels like a lot longer, but I mean, 2 years, 8 months. So still, you know, still enjoying it. So.
what are your like non-negotiables? Shan gave us like three earlier. For you, but like even before you met her or while in a relationship, what are your non-negotiables?
Yeah, I sort of had to, I guess one, my biggest non-negotiable, I knew this pretty early on, was since I'm a very goal-driven and I guess driven person and ambitious person, one of my biggest non-negotiables is that they have to have their own goals and sort of working towards something. Doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, life-changing or anything like that, but it's important to me that they have somewhat of an idea of where they want to go and how to get there, and just taking the steps to be able to get there as well is probably my biggest one.
What was that a risk? Nung nakilala mo, when you met Shan, like initially, did you know that, hey, this person's like, I can feel she's like goal-driven, ambitious, she has plans?
Yeah, I guess from, you know, talking to her at work and outside of work, she always talked about, you know, what she wanted to do after work and, you know, I guess her plans during her studies and what she wanted to do outside work. I could already tell that she was, I guess, the same or similar to me, where she's very goal-driven and very, I guess, attracted to, you know, what she wants to do in future and has a sort of, I guess, life planned out in some capacity. So I could sort of tell from the get-go, you know, that she was very much in the same boat as me, being pretty ambitious and pretty goal-driven. So it made it a lot easier for me to, I guess, develop feelings for her. My number two, I guess, I mean, it sort of ties in what Claudette was saying with, you know, giving them a chance a little bit. Some people do know what their goals are, but just need that little bit of that support. That's my other big non-negotiable, is like they have to be somewhat supportive as well. Because, I mean, in life, I think that a lot of people just need that little bit of extra support or that little push to make things happen. You know, there are times in my life where I'm not too sure about what to do or where to go from where I am at the moment. And I guess just finding that supportive partner to give you that little push to kickstart, you know, things that you want to do really is important to me as well. Number three, probably treating my family and friends with respect. I'm a very, I guess, family-orientated and friend-orientated person. And whoever I, you know, start a relationship with, I want them to be as close with my friends and family as I am. And having that, I guess, in a partner is very important to me, because I spend a lot of time, you know, with family and friends, and if they're able to get along with my family and friends as well as I am, then I'm like, I'm very, very happy with that. So yeah.
Quick question, Jerry. So in picking your partner, in picking Shan, did you consider na dapat Filipino siya? Like, did you think should my partner be, was that like a non-negotiable, dapat Pinoy talaga, or it's okay if she's not Filipino?
No, not really. I don't really, I didn't really think of that as a non-negotiable going, because I had, you know, some of my exes weren't, Filipino. But, you know, dating a Filipino and, not having to explain, you know, Filipino dishes would made it a lot easier. You know, what sinigang is, or, you know, what, you know, all the different Filipino dishes and just the culture that we both share, it's a lot easier dating, you know, someone of the same culture. But no, not necessarily, didn't really, you know, think of it had to be a Filipino, or had to, you know, someone who shared the same culture as me.
Oh, yung hindi alam ni Shan, like, you know, a non-negotiable thing, like it can be food, you know, minsan like, oh, this person has to like chocolates, mga ganun minsan, diba? Like,
or sometimes maybe you just eat what she likes but you don't really like it, you know, those things. It can be a non-negotiable, diba?
I guess I don't really tell her, but I guess it'd be somewhat a non-negotiable would be sort of having someone fun and outgoing, because I'm a very, I guess, just take it how, take life how it is, and very much just go with the flow. And I don't really take life too seriously. So, you know, having a partner who is fun and, I guess, outgoing and is able to take those sort of hard hits of life, you know, really well, and just be able to pivot really well, is probably something that I haven't told her a whole bunch about. Yeah, I just really enjoy, you know, people who are very fun and just can go with the roll with the punches, I guess. So, yeah.
How do you guys, like, figure, how do you make it work, like, you know, from the start? Because it seems like you have a lot of, like, you know, similarity and all that. You can handle the differences. Pero para sa mga nakikinig sa atin, like, meron talagang ayaw magbigay, mm-hmm. give way. How do you guys handle, what can you say about that one?
This goes back to, like, what I was saying earlier about, like, mm-hmm. honesty, open communication, yep. and I guess mm-hmm. as well as quality time. You know, if we set time aside to be able to discuss, you know, our challenges, you know, our difficulties, and just giving that opportunity to be laid out on the table, I think that's what... that's what really helps us, like, sort out yeah. a lot of our issues in the relationship because mm-hmm. the least thing that we want to happen is ended up losing that.
That's right.
What we have just over something so minor in the big picture. I think by remaining honestly at all times, like, I feel like we can basically prevail anything.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.